This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Ukraine for meetings today with President Volodymyr Zelensky and other top officials. After arriving in Kiev, Blinken tweeted, "This will be an important opportunity to discuss continued Russian aggression and to underscore the need for maintaining both the pace of and focus on reforms with Ukrainian partners." Blinken is expected to restate the United States will not recognize Russia's 2014 annexation of the Crimean Peninsula and to call for its return to Ukraine. Blinken will likely underscore the importance of U.S. economic support for Ukraine as well. Since 2014, the U.S. has provided Ukraine with more than $4.6 billion in total assistance, including security and non-security assistance, according to the State Department. Terms, or rather teams of experts, are projecting COVID-19 toll on the United States will fall sharply by the end of July, according to research just released by the government. The director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, said, "The results remind us that we have the path out of this, and models once projecting really grim news now offers reasons to be quite hopeful for what the summer may bring. However, experts warn that a substantial increase in hospitalizations and deaths is possible if unvaccinated people do not follow basic precautions, such as wearing a mask and keeping their distance from others." As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The group of seven wealthy democracies on Wednesday wrapped up their first in-person meeting in more than 2 years, accusing China of human rights abuses and a crackdown on pro-democracy figures. Foreign ministers from host country Britain, plus the United States, France, Germany, Italy, Canada, and Japan also called on Iran to release foreign and dual nationals they said were being held arbitrarily in Iranian jails. They threatened the Myanmar junta, which staged a coup in February with fresh sanctions and a wide-ranging final communique covering the world's most pressing geopolitical issues, including climate change and the post-pandemic recovery. The ministers committed to financially support the vaccine program COVAX, but there was no immediate announcement on fresh funding to improve greater access to vaccines, despite repeated calls for the G7 to do more to help poorer countries. The U.S. is making good on its pledge to support Afghanistan's security forces, but military force even as U.S. coalition troops continue to leave the country. A U.S. official confirming to VOA late Wednesday that U.S. forces are actively carrying out airstrikes against Taliban fighters in southern Afghanistan's Helmand province, where fierce fighting has raged for days. The U.S. airstrikes comes as Afghan security forces have come under intense pressure from the Taliban. One group, Doctors Without Borders, said on social media that civilians are fleeing the fighting. Government officials in Nigeria say nearly 30 abducted Nigerian college students have been freed 2 months after heavily armed gunmen kidnapped them in the northern section of the country. Authorities did not say how the students from the Federal College of Forestry and Mechanization were released or their condition. President Muhammadu Buhari welcome the students' release, call for kidnappers to free other abducted victims. Israel's president on Tuesday tapped opposition leader Yair Lapid to form a new government, a step that could lead to the end of the lengthy rule of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu has been fighting to stay at the top while also on trial for corruption charges, which he denies. He had 28 days to put together a coalition, but it ran out overnight into Wednesday after he failed to agree terms with potential right-wing partners. For more news, VOAnews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.